Good morning. How are you guys this morning? I have good news. We're going to eat after church. Is that good? That's oh, absolutely. It's good news. What is this? It's a letter. It's a letter. This is a letter that was written to me. And I thought it would be neat to open. No, it got mailed to me. And I haven't opened it yet. And I thought, well, let's see what this letter is. It says, Dear Pastor Lily, it's already been 3 years since I was called. Yeah, yeah, yada, 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 yada. Oh, here we go. Here's the bottom line. You ready? I invite you to renew your support for PLTS before the end of our fiscal year on June 30th. They want money. Every letter I ever get from my home seminary, they want money. And I'll probably send them some. Actually, I'm quite certain that I'll send them some. So that's one kind of letter we get. We get letters sometimes that ask for things, right? Well, I just happen to have found another letter. Who's this addressed to? The world. Could you open that for me, Daniel? It's and who's it from, by the way? Lutheran Church of Honolulu, yes. So we'll wait for you to open the letter. You're very neat. That's great. Good, 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 good. And if you could open it up, what does it say?
Open up. I love you, God.
It says, I love you from God. Well, that's a different kind of letter. What's that letter asking for? It's not asking for anything, is it? Well, that's a little different than the letter from Phyllis Anderson at Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary. Well, you know, today we got to hear about some people called the apostles. And what's interesting is apostles means the ones who are sent. And I got to thinking about that. Here we have a letter from God. God sends us a letter that says, you know what? I love you. And doesn't ask anything of us, does it? Well, Jesus sent out the disciples, the apostles. That's what they were supposed to do. And where did he send them? All over the place. Jesus sent them all over the place. And pretty soon, they were going to all kinds of places around the world. And you know all they had to say was, God loves you. God wants to be your God. They went all over the place saying that. And I got to thinking, it was like they were letters. I'm so glad you're here today, Daniel. Like letters, yes. God sent out the apostles just like letters so that everybody could know about God's love. And I think maybe God's sending somebody else out as a letter. Who do you think it might be? Well, God sent Jesus as a kind of letter, a love letter to the world. Who else might God be sending? Who? Your family or my family?
Everybody.
I think it must be your family.
Everybody's family.
Who else? Maybe God's sending you guys out as a letter to tell the whole world that God loves them. And that's what it means to be an apostle. So I brought you something to help you be apostles for the world. Now, I think the world is a fairly fun and exciting place. So here you go. You each get to do a letter. This is what you get to do during the boring part of the sermon. There you go. So can you pass those down? So take an envelope, take a piece of paper, and then the funnest part is most letters are just black and white and boring. And so here you go. Thank you. I want you today to write a letter to someone you think needs to hear about God's love. Or you could draw a picture, because some of us don't write that well. Because you all are apostles for God. And God is going to send you out. So here are some crayons, and these are yours to keep. I know we're Lutheran, but don't give these to the usher. Okay. Even if the usher holds his hand out, these are for you to keep. No, those are for you. Don't even give them to me. And so God sends you all out as apostles. You are God's love letter to the world. Thanks for coming today. You have a good rest of the day.